Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Well, some pretty heavy evidence supports the view that sunscreen is indeed a lifesaver. A world-first study led by the University of Sydney has found that Australians aged 18 to 40 years, who were regular users of sunscreen in childhood, reduced their risk of developing melanoma by 40%. 40%! Compared to those who rarely used sunscreen. Melanoma is the most common cancer diagnosed in Australian men aged 25 to 49. You might know it's the second most common cancer in women aged 25 to 49 after breast cancer. The lead researcher in this study is Associate Professor Anne Cust. She heads the Cancer Epidemiology and Prevention Research Group at the University of Sydney's School of Public Health and the Melanoma Institute Australia. Anne Cust, welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
What was different about your research?
Well, this was the first study in the world that looked at the association between using sunscreen and melanoma risk in young adults. So no study in the world has looked at melanoma risk in young people before. Most sunscreen studies have looked at older people and using sunscreens from, you know, a long time ago, back in the 60s and 70s, when they, you know, they weren't very good and didn't have a very high SPF. So it's one of the more modern studies. And we've been able to show that using sunscreen regularly during childhood reduced the risk of getting melanoma as a young adult by 40% compared to people who didn't use sunscreen regularly. And that was after taking into account other risk factors that we know of for melanoma.
Well, so you controlled for
Hair colour, hair, skin, sensitivity to sunburn, those sorts of things, yeah, that influence people's number of moles people have, family history, yeah, those sorts of
things. Okay, so when you take those out of the equation, as it were, you can, control for those factors. 40% decrease in the risk of melanoma if you've been using sunscreen. That's big enough to be worrying.
It is important. I mean, I think it really reinforces, you know, that people should be using sunscreen. I think people can get a bit lax sometimes, and it really does reinforce that it does reduce your risk of melanoma, likely also for other types of skin cancer. And, so it's really worth doing that, not just in childhood, but we know it's useful that it can reduce risk of skin cancer later in life as well. But childhood is quite a susceptible period of time for developing melanoma in early age. Melanoma is one of the more common cancers in young adults, so it's really important that we try and improve our sun protection. Just like we've banned sunbeds, improving our sun protection is something that we can all do as well.
Yeah. Now, 2 in 3 Australians will be diagnosed with melanoma or other types of skin cancer by the time we're 70, 2 in 3.
Yeah, so most of that is non-melanoma skin cancer, things like basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. But yeah, Australia and New Zealand have the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. So huge numbers of Australians will have skin cancers, and often not just one, but several. And melanoma is our third most common cancer in Australia. So it's really quite a common disease.
Alarmingly, it's not just that disease either, is it? I mean, from this point of view, I now know, sadly, too many people who've had a melanoma, even had it dealt with, and yet later find that they've had metastasized cancers elsewhere in their body.
Yeah, so the longer you leave a melanoma before it's removed, the more likely it is to spread to other parts of the body. So if you can detect it early while it's still very thin, your prognosis is very good. Most 90% of people diagnosed with melanoma will survive it. But even people that do get diagnosed with a thin melanoma, it can spread years later, 10 or 20 years later. So, yeah, it's not something that you want to get.
No. Our guest is Associate Professor Anne Cust. She's from the University of Sydney, from the Cancer Epidemiology and Prevention Research Group And this study was done in conjunction with the Cancer Council. And I think you're also involved in the School of Public Health and the Melanoma Institute of Australia. So a well-connected person for sure. I want to go back to something we said at the start, that this was the first study that proved this reduction, that using sunscreen as a child was going to help reduce by up to 40%, I think was the number, melanoma in young people. So whereas melanoma might be thought of as a disease that affects, you know, those crusty old folks around with skin like leather, actually it can occur in very young people.
That's right. So it is the most common cancer in young adults in Australia. So while it is more common overall in older people, it does disproportionately affect young people, you know, in the prime of their lives. So it's really important that throughout our whole lives we're using, you know, sun protection, including sunscreen and other forms of sun protection as well.
Hmm.
Things like staying out of the heat of the day, staying in the shade, using other, you know, long sleeve shirts and broad brimmed hats and things.
We've had these health messages for a long time. I'm in my 50s, but my mother would lather me with sunscreen and I didn't appreciate it at the time. So the messages have been there for quite a number of decades now. And yet, I suppose, well, I don't know, you tell me, when you see someone clinically, they come in and they've been diagnosed now, what kinds of feelings do they demonstrate? Do they demonstrate a sense of regret?
I think so. I think it's quite common. You know, if you were growing up before the 1980s, when all the sun smart messages came through, people really weren't exposed to a lot of, you know, sun smart messages back then. And you know, people were putting baby oil on and frying in the sun. So I think people do have regret. And there is, I guess, nothing you can do about that now except to make sure you're having skin checks. But it is important, even if you're, you know, retired, what you do now still can influence your risk of getting melanoma and other skin cancers. Even if you're retired and, you know, you're out playing golf and things, what you do now will still influence what happens in the future. So while you may have accrued some skin damage already, you can still influence, you know, you can still reduce your future risk.
Well, I just love the zealous way that you and your colleagues over the years have patiently told us these messages, slip, slop, slap and wrap and all the rest of them.
It's important to keep the pedal, you know, to the floor with these messages.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
you know, all these health behaviours, smoking and alcohol, and if you start to not say anything anymore, people sort of forget, you know. So it is important to keep it front of mind and every now and again think, oh, yes, I do have to remember to do that. So with things like sunscreen, we recommend that people just get into the habit of putting it on every day in the morning, at least on the face. But, you know, in it depends where you live. So in the northern parts of Australia, you do need sun protection all year round, whereas in the southern states, you might get away with a few months over winter not needing sun protection.
Yes.
But essentially, if you get into the habit of trying to put it on in the morning and then, you know, maybe have a bottle at work and you can put it on if you're going to go outside, it's a good habit to get into.
Do you do that?
Yep. I make my kids do it too. And they don't really appreciate that yet.
They will, though. I know they will. Well, we appreciate what you do. So thank you to you and your colleagues.
Thanks very much.
So it's Professor Anne Cust from Sydney University. She's the Cancer Epidemiology and Prevention Research Group head. There it is. So she puts sunscreen on her kids. They don't like, Mum, do you have to do that? Oh, Mum. But you do appreciate it as you get older, don't you? Takes a while, but you do appreciate that as you get older. A message definitely to take seriously with this World First study, showing that the difference that you can make is 40 times. It's a mind-blowing number. You can't tell kids, though, can you? And that's where parenthood comes in, proper parenting. Involves never having to say you're sorry. Now, is that someone said that? No, they didn't say that. Proper parenting involves suffering the consequences of lathering your child with zinc cream when they don't want it.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.